Representative Cuellar advocates for border patrol and infrastructure in NDAA vote. Texas border business, special to Texas border business. Washington, D.C., in a significant move towards enhancing national security and supporting border law enforcement, U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar, Ph.D. Texas 28, a senior member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, cast his vote in favor of H.R. 2670, the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for the fiscal year 2024. This decision underscores his commitment to addressing the specific needs of border communities and law enforcement personnel. The NDAA, a yearly legislative act that sets the budget and expenditures for the U.S. Department of Defense, is crucial for outlining national defense priorities. For the fiscal year 2024, the NDAA carries a discretionary top-line budget of approximately $876.8 billion, demonstrating the scale and significance of this legislation. In the 2024 NDAA, Dr. Cuellar was instrumental in incorporating key provisions that directly benefit Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agents and the construction of border bridges. The congressman's efforts ensured the inclusion of measures for increasing overtime pay for CBP agents and expediting the presidential permitting process for selected border bridge projects. These provisions are pivotal in enhancing the operational efficiency and well-being of those serving on the front lines of America's borders. Congressman Cuellar emphasized the importance of the NDAA in reinforcing American national security while providing historic support for military personnel and their families. He highlighted the specific impact of the bill on South Texas communities, addressing the pressing needs at the southern border. The bill's provisions aim to ensure fair compensation for Border Patrol agents, who often face unprecedented challenges in their line of duty. Furthermore, the legislation includes a significant reform in overtime pay policies for CBP employees classified at GS-12 or above, aligning CBP with other federal agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. This change addresses a long-standing issue where officers were expected to work overtime without appropriate compensation, hindering recruitment and retention. In addition to these reforms, Dr. Cuellar's influence is evident in the allocation of substantial resources for border law enforcement in the FY23 Homeland Security Appropriations Bill. His advocacy led to the funding for new Border Patrol agents, processing coordinators, customs officers, technicians, and mission support staff, coupled with pay increases including a proposed 4.6% raise in FY23. Another critical aspect of Dr. Cuellar's contributions is the streamlining of the presidential permitting process for border bridges. His proposals aim to expedite projects like the World Trade Bridge expansion in Laredo, which is vital for facilitating trade. By issuing conditional permits while environmental reviews are ongoing, the process becomes more efficient, benefiting the nation's busiest port of entry. Hector Garza, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, lauded Congressman Cuellar's unwavering support for Border Patrol agents. The pay reform secured through Cuellar's efforts marks a significant milestone in enhancing the capabilities of border law enforcement personnel. Overall, Congressman Cuellar's role in shaping the 2024 NDAA is a testament to his dedication to national security, border law enforcement, and the infrastructural development of border regions. His strategic interventions in the bill not only support the individuals safeguarding America's borders but also pave the way for more efficient trade and border management.